Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 10. Welcome to Coffee Break Chinese.
欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese. 很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
We are indeed delighted to be back learning Chinese with you. And indeed, this is the end of our first unit of 10 lessons. And I don't know about you, but I feel as if I've made some good progress over the past 10 lessons and learned quite a bit. I hope that you feel the same. I should ask our friend and colleague here, Crystal, 你好吗?
我很好。你呢?
Well, 非常好. I am very pleased today to have reached this 10th lesson, a quarter of the way through this first course. Now, today we've got something a little bit different. We're going to be putting lots of what we've learned so far into a conversation, a dialogue, a situational dialogue in which Crystal and I are taking on different roles. But more about that in just a moment. Are we ready to begin?
准备好了吗?
开始吧。
好。
So as I explained in our introduction, we are going to be listening to a conversation between two people. These two people are two foreigners who are taking part in a conference at Beijing University. And they bump into each other in the corridors and have a little conversation. Now, I'll be playing the role of one of the characters and doing my very best to use my best Chinese accent. And of course, Crystal will be playing the role of the other character. So what was going to happen is you're going to listen to this in its entirety. And then you'll listen again, and we'll try to speed things up a little bit second time round. And then we'll go through the whole conversation and help you understand everything that's been said. So, are we ready?
好啦。
早上好，请问你会说英语吗？
对不起，我不会说英语。
没关系。
你好吗？
我很好，你呢？
我非常好。你叫什么名字？
我姓 Jones， 叫 Bob。你呢？
我姓 Gonzalez， 叫 Gabriela。
很高兴认识你。
我也很高兴认识你。你从哪儿来？
我从美国来。
啊，我住在美国纽约，但是我从墨西哥来。
我从纽约来，但是现在我住在北京。
哇，你的中文非常好。
哪里哪里，你的中文也很好。你不会说英语，但是你会说什么语言？
我会说西班牙语，还有中文。我在学阿拉伯语。
太棒了。
你呢？
我会说英语，还有中文，还有一点日语。我听得懂一点挪威语，但是不会说。
啊，我爱挪威，我去过那儿，挪威很美。
对，请问健身房在哪儿？
健身房在游泳池的左边。
谢谢。
不用谢，再见。
再见。
Okay, I wonder how our listeners got on with that. Now, most of the language, about 90 to 95% of the language in there, is phrases and words that we've covered already in Coffee Break Chinese, but there were a few little new bits and pieces in there. For example, there was a new country. Crystal was playing the role of Gabriela González from... Which country?
墨西哥。
墨西哥, which would be?
Mexico.
Mexico, okay. The couple of other things in there was the expression for I'm learning.
我在学。
And Gabriela is learning a particular language. Which language is that?
阿拉伯语。
and that would be Arabic.
Yes.
Okay, now there were a couple of other things, but we'll go through them when we go through the full conversation. We have the conversation to begin with, they chat together, and then Bob Jones, my character, he wants to know where something is. That one piece of vocabulary there is
健身房.
I think we've covered this in a bonus episode of Coffee Break Chinese. It's the gym. And the gym is next to something, or it's on the left or something. And again, we'll pick up on that when we go through the whole conversation. So let's listen to the conversation one more time, and then we'll discuss it in greater detail. This time, we'll read it a little more quickly.
好。
早上好, 请问你会说英语吗?
对不起, 我不会说英语。
没关系。
你好吗?
我很好, 你呢?
我非常好, 你叫什么名字?
我姓Jones, 叫Bob, 你呢?
我姓Gonzalez, 叫Gabriela。
很高兴认识你。
我也很高兴认识你。 你从哪儿来?
我从美国来。
啊, 我住在美国纽约, 但是我从墨西哥来。
我从纽约来。 但是现在我住在北京。哇，你的中文非常好。哪里哪里，你的中文也很好。你不会说英语，但是你会说什么语言？我会说西班牙语，还有中文。我在学阿拉伯语。太棒了。你呢？我会说英语。
还有中文，还有一点日语。我听得懂一点挪威语，但是不会说。啊，我爱挪威，我去过那儿，挪威很美。对，请问健身房在哪儿？ 健身房在游泳池的左边。谢谢。不用谢，再见。
再见.
Okay, well, there you have it, the conversation second time through. We're going to take a short break, and then after our break, we will go through the whole conversation to help you understand exactly what has been said. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, let's go through our conversation now. I started by saying...
早上好.
Good morning.
请问你会说英语吗?
So, I'm starting up the conversation looking at this person I've met in the, or that Bob Jones has met in the Beijing University, and I am asking, do you speak English? Trying to get out of speaking Chinese, that's terrible, isn't it? What an attitude. Anyway, do you speak English? 你会说英语吗? And the person responds,
对不起, 我不会说英语。
So we've come across this many times now. 对不起, I'm sorry. 我不会说英语, I don't speak or I can't speak English. So remember the 不 is not, it's the negative part. And I'm right in thinking there, Crystal, that it's a second tone because it's followed by a fourth tone.
That's right.
我不会. It's kind of like up and down on a mountain. Up the side of the mountain, then down the other side of the mountain. 我不会说英语. I don't speak English. And then my answer to this is...
没关系.
That's a phrase that we came across in one lesson. We didn't really study the phrase, but it's a good phrase. What does it mean?
没关系 means doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No problem.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. 没关系. So then the person I'm speaking to asks me how I am.
你好吗?
How are you? And my answer is?
我很好,你呢?
So I'm very well, what about you?
我非常好。
So I am extremely well.
你叫什么名字?
Again, a question that we've heard many times. 你叫什么名字?And that 什么 we've come across more recently because we were using it when we were talking about languages. What languages do you speak? In fact, we'll hear that very question a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I introduce myself. I say that my name is Jones. My first name is Bob.
我姓 Jones, 叫 Bob.
And of course, I ask my fellow speaker what her name is.
你呢?
And you, what about you? And she says...
我姓 Gonzalez, 叫 Gabriela.
So her name is Gonzalez and her first name is Gabriela. And I say, it's nice to meet you.
很高兴认识你。
Again, a phrase we've heard many times. And in fact, Gabriela then says, it's also nice to meet me.
我也很高兴认识你。
So I also am very pleased to meet you. 我也很高兴认识你。Now then, Gabriela asks me, where are you from? I wonder if her listeners can remember exactly what this question would be. Where are you from? Where do you come from? It would be, Crystal?
你从哪儿来?
你从哪儿来? And that 哪儿 is where. And we've also heard that more recently when we were asking, where is the train station and so on. 你从哪儿来? And, I answer that I am from America. I'm from the US.
我从美国来。
I am from the US, 美国。我从美国来。And Crystal says, or Gabriela says,
啊,我住在美国纽约,但是我从墨西哥来。
So, we're saying here, 我住在美国纽约。So, Gabriela is living, she's living in the US, New York, so in the United States, New York. 但是, but, however, 我从墨西哥, that's Mexico, 来, or 来 rather, up the way, 来, I come from Mexico. Let's hear the whole thing again.
我住在美国纽约。但是我从墨西哥来。
我住在美国纽约，但是我从墨西哥来。Okay, then Bob Jones says,
我从纽约来，但是现在我住在北京。
Okay, so have you worked out what this means? 我从纽约来。So he comes from New York.但是现在, but now, 我住在北京, I live in Beijing. And then Gabriela responds,
哇,你的中文非常好。
Which means something like, wow, your Chinese is fantastic. 你的中文非常好, your Chinese, 你的, so that's using that 的 particle,that is for the possession. So your Chinese is brilliant. And Bob Jones responds with the typical,
哪里哪里?
Don't flatter me. Of course it's not. 哪里哪里? I've got a question about this, Crystal, that we might come back to. Can you remind me later in the lesson that I want to ask you about 哪里哪里?
Okay.
Okay, so Bob Jones goes on and compliments Gabriela on her Chinese too.
你的中文也很好。
So your Chinese is also very good. Yeah, that also. 你的中文也很好。And then Bob Jones says,
你不会说英语,但是你会说什么语言?
So let's see if we can work this out. The first part is, 你不会说英语。So you don't speak English, 但是, but, 你会说什么语言? But you can speak what languages? So using that 什么, again, that we heard in 你叫什么名字? So 你会说什么语言? Let's hear it one more time.
你会说什么语言?
And Gabriella answers,
我会说西班牙语,还有中文。我在学阿拉伯语。
So there are three languages mentioned there. Let's hear it one more time.
我会说西班牙语,还有中文。我在学阿拉伯语。
So I can speak Spanish and also 中文, Chinese. And then she says, 我在学. Now that 学 that we've seen before in pupil, which is 学生. We've also seen it in school.
学校.
学校。And also big school, university?
大学。
大学, so that 学 is something to do with learning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 我在学阿拉伯语, so I am learning Arabic.
对。
Okay, we're going to come back to this one too. That's one of the other points that we're going to pick up on later. 我在学阿拉伯语。But for now, Bob Jones responds,
太棒了。
太棒了。And that's something we've heard Crystal say a number of times in the lesson. It kind of means fantastic.
Excellent.
Okay. Then Gabriella asks Bob,
你呢?
What about you? What languages do you speak? And Bob says,
我会说英语,还有中文,还有一点日语。
Okay, let's do that bit. 我会说英语, so I can speak English. 还有中文, and also Chinese, 还有一点日语, and also a little Japanese. And he adds in something else.
我听得懂一点挪威语, 但是不会说。
Now, you probably haven't necessarily heard this language, unless you're listening to our bonus episode in which we have mentioned it, but I'm sure you can work it out. Listen one more time.
我听得懂一点挪威语,但是不会说。
So, 我听得懂, I hear and understand, 一点挪威语, Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
I hear and understand a little Norwegian. 但是不会说, but I don't speak Norwegian. But Gabriella has some experience of this.
我爱挪威。我去过那儿。挪威很美。
Okay, now, we may not, I don't think, in fact, we have covered 我爱 in a sense, because we have mentioned this in our 1 minute Mandarin course. It's lesson 10 of 1 minute Mandarin, in which we mentioned the expression 我爱你, which means I love you. But in this case, it's not I love you, but I love...
Norway.
So Gabriella loves Norway. And then she says quite a complicated sentence, although there is one, in fact, there's two words in there, which you will recognize, the first and the last. Listen again.
我去过那儿。
我去过那儿。So we know 我, which is I, and 那儿, which is there.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's saying is,
I have been there.
I've been there.So that's pretty complicated stuff. I think we'll leave that for now, but just treat it as a piece of vocabulary. 我去过那儿。我去过那儿。Let's hear you saying it.
我去过那儿。
我去过那儿。Okay, I have been there. And then she said something that I think we will be able to work out.
挪威很美。
So Norway is very 美。And we came across 美 when we were learning 美国, the beautiful country, America. So 挪威很美, it's very beautiful. And then, finally, Bob Jones gets to his point. He wants to know where something is. He asks,
对,请问健身房在哪儿?
So, can I ask, where is the gym? 健身房?健身房 is the gym. Let's hear it.
健身房.
Okay, and so where is the gym? And the answer is...
健身房在游泳池的左边.
Okay, so the gym is to the left of something, and it's the left of the...
游泳池.
Now, again, that's one of our bonus audio episodes words. It means the swimming pool. So the gym is to the left of the swimming pool on the way out the university, presumably, where the conference is taking place. Okay, Bob says...
谢谢.
Thank you. And Gabriella responds...
不用谢。再见。
So there's no need to thank. You're welcome. Goodbye. And Bob bids Gabriella goodbye as well. 再见。
再见。
So there you go. It's quite a complicated conversation. It shows you how much you've learned in the past 10 episodes. And I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this. I did promise that we'd pick up on a couple of things. First of all, we're going to pick up on 哪里哪里。Mm-hmm.Crystal, I was reading in the notes back in, I think, lesson 7 or 8, and nali, nali, of course, we said it meant you're flattering me, don't flatter me or something like that, you're too kind. Mm. However, I've also seen nali as an alternative question for nar, or nar, nar meaning where. Mm. So can you also say nali? Meaning where in some parts of China?
Yes, I think in northern China, 哪儿 is more popular, whereas in southern China, 哪里 is more popular.
But I suppose the taking this further, I was looking at the characters and 哪里 written in characters and then multiplied by 2 to get 哪里哪里 looks the same then as where.
Mm.
Is that correct?
Literally translation, yes.
But
it doesn't really mean
that. It doesn't mean that. Okay.
Where am I good?
So we use it for that sort of don't flatter me or you're too kind. But literally, it actually means where in the south of China.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Learning something new every day. Now, the other thing that I wanted to pick up on was this expression, I am learning. Can you explain a little how this works? What is the 在? Mm-hmm.
在 is in short of 正在, meaning you're in the middle of doing something. For example, in English, you say, I am learning.
Yeah.
In Chinese, we don't change the verb. 学习 is still 学.
Uh-huh.
But we add 正在 to express, I am in the process of doing something.
Okay. So, but you said we don't need the first part there. We can just say 在.
Yes, you could say 我在学 instead of 我正在学。
我正在学 or 我在学 Now, is that 在 the same 在 as in 我住在?
是的。
Okay.
Same character.
The same character. So it's kind of like I am at learn Arabic.
Yes.
Kind of.
Uh-huh.
But if we're thinking about how the language works and how the words are being put together, it's the same idea as I am at learn Arabic.
Yes.
我在学中文.
Yes, but it doesn't mean I am at learning Arabic.
Okay, it might help our listeners to think of it that way. That is where we're going to leave this 10th episode of Coffee Break Chinese. Okay, we're a quarter of the way through the course. That means there are 10 lessons featuring lesson notes, bonus audio and videos, which will help you make the most of your Coffee Break Chinese experience. And of course, after 10 lessons, those lesson notes run to well over 100 pages of lesson notes. And of course, there's lots and lots of audio content as well. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Let us know what you think of Coffee Break Chinese. Post a comment on Facebook or on the website. And we'll be delighted if you could rate the show on iTunes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with us for the first 10 lessons. There's lots more to come, and we will be back again soon with that.
谢谢,再见。
再见。You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017
Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.